I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doctor. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. We're also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. Yes, I had a very unusual request yesterday. Really unusual. And that is, they wanted me to, this individual who is a fan of the show, wanted me to put up the ad for lynda.com so that they could get the lynda.com service and do it through the Dr. Bill show. Isn't that cool? So in honor of that request, I put it back out there, and this week we are sponsored by lynda.com, lynda.com. Now, the special deal that he was so interested in is that you can get 10 days free introduction to lynda.com by clicking on the banner, or ad, maybe I should say, over on the right-hand side of the page of the Dr. Bill website. Dr. Bill website, of course, is drbill.tv. Don't forget it's .tv, not .com, not .org, blah, blah, blah. No, .tv, because it's a video show. Get it? Yeah. So here's the thing. Lynda.com offers all these training classes, and this 10-day free trial gives you the ability to click on this link, sign up, and you can take any course they have, courses, any multiple of courses they have during a 10-day period. Now, after that, you have to start paying a regular subscription fee. But dude, 10 days, you can get a lot done. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So that's what this guy did, wanted to do. And so I reactivated the offer, and it's now there and available. So take advantage of it. It's a great opportunity for you. Lynda.com. The other interesting thing is Lynda.com was purchased just this past week, or at least they announced they were being purchased, by LinkedIn. So if you're familiar with LinkedIn, LinkedIn is a social networking and many other things site for business folk. And so LinkedIn purchased lynda.com. And so I'm sure that, you know, having that ability to provide training to business folks across the internet, that's going to be a great asset for them. So cool. Anyway, wanted to share that with you as to why we had lynda.com once again as our sponsor. Actually, they'd never left. We're still an affiliate with them. However, I hadn't been talking about it. Hadn't even had the ad on the site until they called and said, hey, can you put it back out there? So, cool. All right, Microsoft. This is the first item from the blog. The blog, of course, as I mentioned, drbill.tv is the blog where I put loads of information throughout the week. And the first item is that Microsoft preps for an auto OS update. Here's the thing. They are very, very serious about getting everybody off of Windows 7 and Windows 8. They want everybody on Windows 10. So we've already heard that they're going to provide that update for free, right, to Windows 10 if you have a fully licensed free version of Windows 7 or Windows 8 or Windows 8.1, obviously. And even if you are, and you shouldn't be, let me put it this way, you shouldn't be running an illegal version of Windows, but some of you unfortunately are. And if you are, you can still upgrade to 10, but it will still not be a fully licensed version of 10. It won't give you nag things, and it won't say, you know, this is an unlicensed copy and all that, but you won't be able to go any further than that. You won't qualify for another free upgrade. See what I'm saying? But at least it gets everybody up to 10. Now, the reason I want to do that, Microsoft has really a pretty good reason for that, and that is 10A is going to be a better operating system, but also it's going to be way more secure, and it's going to be more modern code. Okay, so they want to get everybody off that old code that is a little more susceptible to security issues. And Microsoft takes it on the chin so often because of security issues, they just want to get everybody up to 10. So this particular item, this article, is about Windows Update KB3035583. Now that doesn't say much about it, but it's just a Windows security update like you would normally get on Patch Tuesday. But what you may not understand is that this update sets up for the upgrade to Windows 10. It is actually going to make it possible for them to trigger an OS update, if they wanted to, from Windows 7 Service Pack 1 or Windows 8.1 to Windows 10. Now, I don't think they're going to do that without asking you, you know what I'm saying? But at least you won't have to insert a CD and run through an upgrade and do a lot of fancy stuff. It's actually being built into Windows Update, which is actually kind of cool. Now, I hope it works for them, because if they kind of mess up and it ruins some systems and messes up some data, they're going to really have egg on their face. But hopefully they have tested this out and they know it works. So that is a good thing. All right, next item. Should passwords die? I know some of you are thinking, yes, I want all passwords to die. Well, unfortunately, without passwords or some kind of token to get you into your system, it's wide open and people could do anything they wanted to your computer, get your data, which you don't want. So what this article is about is Jonathan LeBlanc of PayPal wrote an article and did a presentation at PosCon 2015, where his title of his talk was called "Kill All Passwords," which is, you know, kind of one of those make your eyebrow go, what? Yeah, but there's good reason for it, because the problem with passwords isn't so much the password, it's that people come up with screwy passwords. The most common password is 123456. Yes, some of you thought it was password, and that was the main one for a while, but now it's 123456. And some people use 123456789. That's not a good password, I'm sorry. I know some people, if it's January, their password is January. Come on, folks. Really, the best thing to do, little side thing here, best thing to do is to use a passphrase. Passphrase. Because if you try to come up with one word that is complex enough to, you know, be a reasonable password, it's going to be so ugly, it's probably going to be hard to remember. But if you type out a sentence with spaces and capitalization and punctuation, you can actually have a pretty decent password. Okay? Except, of course, it's a passphrase at that point. Like, I like to go to the lake and go swimming, period. Okay? That's a good passphrase. Now, you might say, yeah, but that's a regular sentence. I mean, that's not a good, you know, passphrase or password. Yeah, but it's long. And you can remember a long sentence. And see, for a password hacking program, they don't know what letters or spaces or characters are coming next. So they're going test, 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 and going to the next one, test, 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 test. So if you can get a really long passphrase, it's actually a very good, secure system. Okay, that's talking just generally here. That's not talking about what this article is talking about. The article is talking about that there needs to be other kinds of, you know, security capabilities built into your operating systems. So they're talking about like veins in the eye, or the PayPal guy here was talking about actual veins in your skin even. Something about you personally, not something you have to remember, something that you have to have with you, like a token device. A lot of people like the idea of a USB type device that plugs in, all of those kinds of things. Now, that's good, but if you lose it or somebody gets a hold of it, then it's no longer useful. But most people, they're going to keep their eye. It's always going to be running with them, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Anyway, so finally the person writing the article here asked the guy here from PayPal, do you ever see passwords dying? And he said, well, no. Passwords won't ever really die, but they will change. Identification technology is being worked on in internet security, biometrics, and elsewhere, rather than using just one password, okay? So it is an issue, no question. Passwords aren't safe, particularly if it's password. Or 123456. No! My passwords are intentionally ugly. They have lots of weird characters and substitutions of characters and weird things. That's just the way I like to roll. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So anyway, whoa! That's a little early, Fred. For a Geek Software of the Week drum roll. Well, but this is an interesting and different Geek Software of the Week. It's a little bit of a cheat. I'll admit, okay? Because this is an update of a previous Geek Software of the Week occupying the place of a Geek Software of the Week. Okay, now wait, don't throw rocks at me. There's a good reason. And the reason is this product has developed so much further since it was first mentioned here as a Geek Software of the Week that it might as well be a whole new piece of software. You know what I'm saying? So if you haven't gone back and looked at it in a long time, you need to check it out again. And that is, wait for it, SpyBot Search and Destroy. I know some of you are going, what? SpyBot Search and Destroy? Dr. Bill, that's old as the hills. Yes, I know. I have recommended it for years, and I haven't literally recommended it for many years. Recommended it? There's too many d-d-d-ds in that phrase. Anyway, I haven't recommended it in a long time because there have been other programs and so forth that have come out that I felt like kind of beat it. But now they've upped their game. Okay, now I know some of you are going, well, Dr. Bill, SpyBot Search and Destroy has been the best for a long time. Yeah, okay, I know. We could get into all kinds of arguments. All right, but it is really improved in this latest version. The latest version is 2.4. They don't even call it SpyBot Search and Destroy anymore. They call it Safer Networking, because that's the name of the company, Safer Networking SpyBot 2.4, all right? So, and they have a free edition and they have the paid edition. And the paid edition, you can even get the antivirus built into SpyBot. Okay? So one piece of software could do it all for you. Malware protection, real-time malware protection, and antivirus all built into SpyBot. The paid edition, okay? And it's not that expensive. So don't just rule it out and say, well, I'm not going to pay. I'm gonna, well, hold on. It's not that expensive. So it's a pretty good deal. Matter of fact, I think I checked. I think three computers would cost around $49 a year. You know, that's not bad for three computers. Okay? It's like $9 and something per computer, if I remember correctly. And I know the math probably doesn't work out there, but it's cheaper when you get more covered. Know what I'm saying? So one computer is like $9.95. Three was like $49 thereabouts. Anyway, maybe that doesn't work out, but you get the idea. Go look it up for yourself. SaferNetworking.com. SpyBot 2.4. Now here's the thing. I got the free version. I downloaded it. Like I said, hadn't run it in a long time. It looks very, very different than it used to. And I ran it. And there are two things I noticed. One is it took a long time to download the first version of the malware signatures, okay, which it's got to have in order to scan. That took a while. And I, as you know, I have a 1 gigabit connection to the internet. So it wasn't the fault of the download speed, all right? It was just that big a file and it was trickling down from their website. I don't understand why it took so long, but it took a while. Then, when I ran it, the first scan, that took a long time. And after they finished, it said, now I know this took a long time, but if you would buy the paid version, it would protect you in real time. So you wouldn't have the issue of this long scan. Uh-huh. That tells me maybe it didn't have to take that long, but they made it take that long. You know what I'm saying? That's just me. But I'm just thinking, maybe that's what they did. Because I use Malwarebytes, anti-malware, and it didn't take near that long to scan. Okay? However, to be fair, it tested a lot of different methods, and it did find some malware. Now, in my case, it wasn't severe malware. It wasn't anything terrible, but it was just suspicious things. And I went ahead because I like to get rid of stuff like that. I went ahead and got rid of it. Boom, it was gone, and it was done. Very quick getting rid of it, okay? So, all in all, I know I said it was a little slow, but all in all, I was really impressed that it was a free product, and it did as much as it did. So you need to check it out, okay? All right, Safer Networking SpyBot. This is an update to a Geek Software of the Week, and we may do some more of that because there's some Geek Software of the Week in the past that has improved and gotten so much better, and it's almost like a whole new product like this that, dude, you need to check into it, all right? So I may do some more updates in the future. Because to be honest, if I just keep scanning and scanning and scanning and trying to find stuff that's kind of mediocre, but it's just that I've never used it before, so it's a candidate for Geek Software of the Week, that's not necessarily the best thing to do. You know what I'm saying? It's better to find good software that keeps improving and lets you know about the improvements. So that's why I'm saying it's not such a terrible cheat, all right? Okay. Next item, Amazon is finally ready to test its delivery drones in the U.S. because they finally got approval from the FAA. The FAA originally said, ain't no way we're going to let you have drones to deliver packages, which is very narrow-minded of them. Okay, but I mean, they're supposed to protect us in the skies, and they're a little drone conscious right now. So it's really pretty impressive that they got this letter at Amazon that says, this letter is to inform you that you have been granted your request for exemption. The exemption would allow the petitioner to operate an unmanned aircraft system, UAS, to conduct outdoor research and development testing for Prime Air. So this is Amazon Prime Air. They're actually going to start testing it. That doesn't mean they're going to start delivering your packages by drone just yet. But at least they get to start testing it. Before it was like, no, period, end of discussion, ain't no way. So this is pretty cool. And I'm a big drone fan, as you know. My drones tend to get eaten by trees, but nevertheless, it's still kind of fun. So, getting better, you know, so hang in there. Maybe one day I'll show you a whole flight with no tree eating. Actually, what I'm impressed about is that the drone is still in good shape to have been eaten by several trees. So anyway, next item, and last item actually. Google is working on new battery tech. Now this is pretty cool. They're working on really, 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 really thin batteries that are bendable, like aluminum foil type. Maybe not quite a little bit full, but you know what I'm saying. Very thin, very small, very flexible, that will power things and work for a very long time, which I'm for. Because even my do I have my phone with me? No, I don't. It's in there. But my phone, actually it may be plugged up in the car, but that's okay. My phone has a huge thick battery because I bought an aftermarket 150% better battery. Is that right? It was three times the battery power, so that's more than 150. So three times the battery power of what I originally had. And it's impressive, and it works very well. But even having that much power, I would like my phone to just literally work all week or all month and never have to think about it. But I still notice, you know, it's going down from 90 to 80 to 70. Now, admittedly, it used to do that in one day. Okay? And it was gone. This way, at least I've got almost a week. Which is impressive, don't get me wrong. But it's very heavy. And it's very thick. It's over half an inch thick. And it's very heavy. It's like a brick. Which in my case is okay. You know, I don't mind. But a lot of people would go, you've got to be kidding. So, but I like having all the power. Power. More power. So, this technology that they're working on, they actually only have three guys in the Google X research labs working on this technology, which I was impressed. Four guys. Four guys, head guy and three other guys. Four guys working on this. And it says, at Google, Dr. Bargewa's group is trying to advance current lithium-ion technology and the cutting-edge solid-state batteries for consumer devices such as their Google Glass and Google's glucose-measuring contact lenses. As you can imagine, the little teeny little battery in a contact lens has to be pretty doggone powerful and small. So I can see why they're working on that. According to the people familiar with the matter, that's what they're doing. So I'm giving them kudos for working on it. Hope they really work it out. The report doesn't comment on the specific technology that Google is working on or when we can expect to see it in the real world. However, even though the story is scarce on the details, the author here says, we are happy to hear that Google may be putting its resources toward an area that really needs it. And in fact, if they can make some advances in battery technology, you can imagine that would help the electric car community, that would help the handheld device community. All kinds of things would benefit from it. So, more power to them. All right, that's about it for this week. Don't forget the lynda.com thing. You can go to our website, click on the little ad in the right-hand panel there, and you get 10 days free for lynda.com. Good deal. Okay, join us again next time. Remember till then that the doctor is out of here. Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.